Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 18, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Domino's rolls out Pi Pass to expedite carryout orders. Accor, Visa sign global partnership for payments experiences. SumUp launches MasterCard-powered SumUp card for business payments. Sofi, MasterCard work together for debit and credit card suite of products. HDFC Bank, Innovity provide one-stop UPI and Bharat QR solutions. Rapid, Visa partner for fintech and payment services. Mobile wallets to become one United States dollar TLN worth industry in 2020. Bank of Ceylon, Mobitel introduce QR payment solution in Sri Lanka. Fiserv solution enables merchants to use mobiles to accept payments. QR mobile payments promote cashless payments in Malaysia, says Global Data. I2C, smart health pay card deliver payment solutions to U.S. consumers to manage healthcare costs. Altibi expands telehealth services in MENA via Fortumo's platform. KickServe and FreedomPay join forces on hospitality payments. PSCU's Lumen enables digital payments for TN Credit Union. Bank Financial Equipment adds SMB reach. French fintech closes $4 million for new neobank. Now let's get started. Domino's rolls out Pi Pass to expedite carryout orders. Domino's has announced rolling out a new tech that lets carryout customers who order and pay online grab their orders in stores without having to wait in line. The innovation, known as Pi Pass, works by checking in as they are about to enter the store or via their order confirmation page, alerting store employees to have the order ready to go when customers enter. The new tech is accompanied by a television ad campaign and joins the brand's other growing assemblage of tech designed to not only speed orders to their orderers, but also let patrons know along the way where their orders are in the creation and baking process. Accor, Visa sign global partnership for payments experiences. Accor and Visa have announced a global partnership to bring new payment experiences to all Accor Live Limitless loyalty members. As part of the partnership, Accor's loyalty program will be brought together with Visa's global payment capabilities to create the new All Visa card. This means that members who apply for the new Visa card will be enabled to use it for everyday purchases everywhere Visa is accepted. Moreover, Accor will be collaborating with Visa partner financial institutions and banks in key markets across Europe, North and South America, Middle East, and Asia Pacific to issue the new All Visa card. Members will be offered tailored rewards based on customer preferences, as well as the ability to earn more loyalty points when staying at an Accor property or when making purchases. SumUp launches MasterCard-powered SumUp card for business payments. UK-based fintech SumUp has announced launching its own prepaid card in partnership with MasterCard. The SumUp card, which supports online, contactless, and chip and PIN payments, has no upfront cost or monthly fee. It is available immediately in the UK, Italy and France, with plans to extend the service to further territories in the next 12 months. Dubbed SumUp Card, the new offering will enable merchants to gain quicker to access funds collected via SumUp as it will no longer require money to be transferred out to a third-party bank account first. The idea is that the new card can be used for all business payments, in addition to letting some UP merchants access other benefits, such as guaranteed next-day payouts, including on weekends, and low FX rates. It means SumUp now covers collecting and making payments. SoFi, MasterCard work together for debit and credit card suite of products. Digital personal finance company SoFi and MasterCard has partnered to offer a suite of products and in-person experiences to its SoFi members. As per the agreement, the initial focus will be on the SoFi Money debit card, for which MasterCard will be the exclusive card network. The card is one way to spend with the SoFi Money cash management account, which offers no account fees, high-yielding interest, ATM fee reimbursements, mobile check deposit, P2P, and other digital tools. Also, members will take advantage of cashback rewards, complimentary cell phone insurance, discounted airport concierge services, and much more. With MasterCard's help, SoFi will leverage the payments network in a bid to develop new products, benefits, and experiences for its members. MasterCard will be the exclusive card network for SoFi's upcoming credit card product. HDFC Bank, Innovity provide one-stop UPI and Bharat QR solutions. India-based HDFC Bank and Innovity Payment Solutions have partnered to extend the bank's DigiPOS suite of services across Innovity POS terminals. The collaboration is expected to enable the payments company's retail merchants to seamlessly process UPI and Bharat QR transactions on their existing POS infrastructure. Retailers are offered a convenient one-stop solution to comply with regulatory mandates on the provision of UPI and Bharat QR acceptance by businesses exceeding a turnover of $7 million in the country. Innovity will parallelly merge its existing mobile number entry-based Google Pay UPI app acceptance solution currently running in offline retail with the HDFC Bank DigiPOS interface. With the enablement of the interface, merchants will be able to use the Innovity POS terminals to offer customers payment options of UPI and Bharat QR payments via mobile phone-based front-end UPI apps such as GPay, PhonePay, PayTM, PaySap, etc. Rapid, Visa partner for fintech and payment services. B2B Fintech as a service provider Rapid has announced a new agreement with Visa, which aims to help Rapid expand its worldwide business operations. Via this agreement, the company's goal is to deliver fintech and payment services where both of them see opportunities to help businesses expand their core offerings with more expansive local and cross-border market solutions. Rapid will also join Visa's FinTech Fast Track programs as an enablement partner to drive its speed to market for fintechs through a variety of Visa payment solutions. Rapid has become a Visa issuer in the UK and plans to expand its issuing and acquiring footprint in other key regions over time. Moreover, the partnership with Visa will allow Rapid to instantly issue a virtual Visa card that can be used by a gig economy worker in Latin America to purchase goods on behalf of the platform, or disperse funds to a worker on a Visa card in Asia Pacific, all from a single integration on the Rapid platform. Mobile wallets to become $1 TLN worth industry in 2020. According to data gathered by news site LearnBonds.com, the mobile wallets market is set to become a $1 trillion worth industry in 2020. The strong rising trend is forecast to continue in the following years with the entire market reaching $2.1 trillion value. The number of people choosing mobile wallets to manage their payment also witnessed a massive jump in recent years. In 2017, 824 million people globally had been using this method of making payments. According to Statista survey, the number of users jumped to 1.3 billion in the last 3 years, growing by 13.5% year-on-year. Millennials, people between 23 to 38, and Gen Z, those between 7 and 22, members represent the major user groups, with 37% and 25% share, respectively. By 2023, the total number of people using mobile wallets is expected to jump to 1.6 billion worldwide. Bank of Ceylon, Mobitel introduce QR payment solution in Sri Lanka. The Bank of Ceylon, BOC, a state-owned commercial bank in Sri Lanka, has partnered with Mobitel to introduce a QR code-based payment solution. The new solution, dubbed Smart Pay, will enable small businesses accept customer payments at the stores. The app allows self-registration. Customers can add their own current or savings accounts to activate the app. It uses a national QR code, Lanka QR, which is interoperable with all Lanka QR certified bank mobile payment apps. The app allows the merchants receive payments in real time and track all transactions through the app. Bank of Ceylon customers can also receive mini statements and detailed transaction alerts. The app is available for download for Android and iOS mobile users. Fiserv solution enables merchants to use mobiles to accept payments. First Data, now part of Fiserv, has launched a new solution with Visa enabling merchants to use their own devices to accept payments, according to Electronic Payments International. The service allows businesses to accept PIN-based contactless transactions without the need for a separate card reader or PIN entry device. In addition, the move is expected to boost the worldwide use of smartphones and tablets as point-of-sales terminals. Earlier this year, Fiserv completed its first PIN on mobile payment via the app-based solution in collaboration with Visa, Samsung, and Paycor. Following testing, the solution is being piloted in Poland, with plans to expand in the EMEA and APAC regions. First Data's solution is currently available on select Samsung devices and allows customers to pay using contactless devices. Furthermore, Visa approved the solution to authorize contactless payments with PIN capture through its Visa Tap to Phone program. QR mobile payments promote cashless payments in Malaysia, says Global Data. Data and analytics company Global Data has published a report revealing that Malaysia is making progress to grow e-payments adoption through QR code mobile payments. The total card payments value is set to increase from US$50.4 billion in 2019 to US$81 billion in 2023, according to Global Data. Global Data's report, Malaysia Cards and Payments, Opportunities and Risks to 2023, reveals that the rise in electronic payments is also supported by the growing adoption of mobile wallets, a trend that is prevalent in other Asian markets such as China and India. According to Global Data's 2019 Banking and Payments Survey, 56.5% of the respondents in Malaysia had mobile wallet and used it, and only 6.5% of the respondents never heard about mobile wallets. To encourage the adoption of mobile payments among consumers and SMEs, the government along with other payment participants is increasingly considering QR-based mobile payments as a viable alternative for cash. QR code-based payment is becoming a major trend in Asia-Pacific with several countries such as China, e.g. Alipay, Singapore, SGQR, and India, Paytm, having already adopted this mode of payment. I2C, Smart Health PayCard deliver payment solutions to U.S. consumers to manage healthcare costs. I2C, a provider of payment and open banking technology, has teamed up with Smart Health PayCard, a fintech committed to changing the culture of healthcare payments. Via payment processing offered by I2C, Smart Health PayCard provides credit cards dedicated solely to healthcare, assisting consumers to manage their medical expenses. The Smart Health PayCard will be distributed through a broad network of corporate employee group programs, healthcare providers, community groups, associations and insurers. The Smart Health Pay Card was implemented by I2C in 19 days and provides a complete solution including a revolving line of credit, cardholder website, mobile app, secure online tracking and record keeping, discounts at participating healthcare providers, SMS messaging and, soon, rewards and the ability to provide a dual card capability to support both credit card and fully compliant health savings account (HSAs) payments, according to the official press release. I2Cents single global SaaS platform is designed to be configurable, with over 100,000 building block capabilities that provide the foundation to create virtually any type of open banking or payments solution. Altibi expands telehealth services in MENA via Fortumo's platform. Altibi, a large digital health platform in MENA area, and the mobile technology company Fortumo have announced the launch of a direct carrier billing partnership. The first country where carrier billing through Fortumo becomes available for Altibi users is Kuwait. Subscribers of the mobile operator Ooredoo Kuwait can now use their prepaid SIM card or monthly phone bill to pay for telemedicine services access on Altibi's platform. Altibi and Fortumo are working together to roll out the solution with additional telcos in the region. Altibi provides users with a free Arabic medical knowledge base. Through the platform, users can also book consultation sessions with certified physicians. In Kuwait, only 22% of people have a credit card while 86% of people own smartphones, according to the official press release. This means many people with internet access are unable to pay for premium digital services. Carrier billing solves this problem for digital service providers by making online payments available to anyone with a SIM card. In recent news, Fortumo announced the launch of Google Play Direct Carrier Billing in Pakistan for Zong 4G subscribers, and a partnership with Indonesia's leading VOD service Video. KickServe and FreedomPay join forces on hospitality payments. KickServe, the digital self-service platform for hospitality, has signed a reseller agreement with FreedomPay, a provider of commerce technologies. Together, the companies offer an integrated payment solution for hospitality operators, combining KickServe's enterprise digital self-service platform with the FreedomPay commerce platform. The reseller agreement supports market expansion for both companies across North America and Europe. Restaurants around the world use KickServe's self-service platform to offer guests a range of digital ways to order and pay, while the FreedomPay commerce platform offers payment flexibility and optionality for enterprises. The two companies are broadening their relationship, having already worked together on several projects, including a kiosk ordering system at airport fast food outlets across the U.S. for HMS Host. KickServe's Pay at Table solution allows guests to pay using their mobile device. Web-based and with no app to download, guests simply scan a QR code or tap an NFC tag on the table to link to the payment merchant. A key feature of the FreedomPay platform is its analytical tokenization technology, which enables data from an individual's sales journey to be tracked invisibly, with no friction, and without compromising sensitive cardholder details. This means customer interactions can be collected from in-store and digital sales channels to build a detailed view of the customer. PSCU's Lumen enables digital payments for TN Credit Union. The PSCU company Lumen Digital has signed Bartlett, Tennessee-based First South Financial Credit Union to a multi-year digital banking and cloud computing agreement, Lumen announced on Tuesday, February 18. First South will use Lumen Digital's cloud-based platform as a digital solution for its 25,000 active retail and business banking and bill pay users. The new platform should be available to First South Financial customers in June of 2020. Originally founded in 1957 to serve personnel on the naval base in Millington, Tennessee, First South Financial has expanded its financial services offerings across Tennessee and Mississippi. The addition of Lumen Digital gives the credit union, CU, another offering on its menu of digital financial products and services. Having a digital platform that delivers all the tools today's members need to manage their financial lives is crucial as transactions move from branches to mobile devices, said Tammy Craig, Chief Information Officer of First South Financial. We are pleased to partner with Lumen Digital to provide these necessary digital banking services to our members. Lumen Digital will offer our members a refreshing online and mobile banking experience and give them the enhancements they want and expect, including card controls, travel notifications, savings goals, and more. We strive to deliver the best to our members, and Lumen Digital will help us achieve this goal in the digital banking space, Craig added. Lumen Digital offers users an integrated, personalized financial journey to help us better connect with customers. We are proud that First South Financial has put its trust in us as a provider that can keep the credit union and its offerings relevant and innovative in a crowded marketplace, said Jeff Chambers, president of Lumen Digital. Lumen Digital's member engagement strategy will help First South Financial build and maintain a healthy relationship with members who prefer to do their banking online, extending the credit union's support services from inside its branch lobbies into the digital lives of members. In December, Lumen Digital converted over 10,000 Mutual Security Credit Union digital users to a cloud-based platform. Bank Financial Equipment adds SMB reach. The expansion of Bank Financial Equipment Finance brings its leasing capabilities to governmental, middle market and small businesses, Bank Financial announced on Friday, February 14. Bank Financial Equipment Finance will also continue its corporate leasing, lending, deposit and treasury management services to independent equipment lessors nationwide. Bank Financial already has a strong reputation in the corporate leasing segment of the market. As we add the middle market and small business capabilities, Bank Financial Equipment Finance now has a three-dimensional presence in the leasing market, said Marcy Slagle, president of Bank Financial Equipment Finance in a statement. With the additional capability to provide bridge, warehouse and retained lease and residual equity credit facilities to the entire market, Bank Financial can now provide virtually every lease, loan and deposit product and service needed by independent equipment leasing companies, said Slagle. I am tremendously excited to lead this organization, and especially, our highly experienced team, into its very bright future. Bank Financial's management will review fourth quarter 2019 results and new developments in a conference call and webcast for stockholders and analysts on Wednesday, February 19. The expansion of Bank Financial Equipment Finance into the middle market and small business segments significantly enhances the scope of our commercial equipment lease and finance originations, and further expands the opportunities available for new commercial lending, deposit and treasury services to the independent lessors in these segments. Taken together, this expansion is expected to materially increase our commercial lease origination volumes during the course of 2020, said F. Morgan Gassier, Chief Executive Officer of the bank. Bank Financial Corp. is the holding company for Bank Financial, NA, a national banking association providing financial services to individuals, families and businesses through 19 full-service banking offices, located in Cook, DuPage, Lake and Will counties, Illinois and to selected commercial loan, lease and deposit customers on a regional or national basis. Instant payments, digital commerce and banking across mobile devices are all gaining ground no matter where you look, geographically speaking. French fintech closes $4 million for new neobank. Fintech startup Easy Euro, based in both Paris, France and Shenzhen, China, has closed a $4 million pre-funding deal to launch a neobank, a 100% digital bank that will target Europe and China simultaneously, the company announced in a recent blog post. The funds will be used for the neobank product development, talent recruitment and market expansion. Easy Euro is targeting Europe and China since they are the largest trade partners in the world. Small business SMB import and export volume between Europe and China hit $323 billion in 2018, and e-commerce Amazon, Shopify and France's C-Discount exceeded $100 billion in the same year. The businesses hailed from more than 12 European countries, requiring numerous cross-currency money transfers. In addition, Chinese SMBs grappled with the best way to follow European banking practices. With Easy Euro, SMBs can use a personal digital mobile wallet that includes a multi-currency bank account, which can be used to send and receive cross-border payments in any currency. Clients can apply for a MasterCard and link it to their Easy Euro account for worldwide usage. The digital wallet also supports Visa, WeChat Pay, Alipay and UnionPay. Easy Euro has a suite of open APIs for payment partners like GeoSwift and SwiftPass, allowing for collect, convert, remit and pay functions. The startup received seed funding of $5 million, just more than $45,500 USD, in 2018, and raised $4 million in 2019. The current round of funding was led by Shanghai's Ally Capital, followed by seed investors SwiftPass, GeoSwift, Huashan Capital and Unity Assets, reports said. Founded in 2017 by a group of Chinese entrepreneurs living and working in Europe, Easy Euro is led by CEO Dr. Ryan Li. The startup is now an e-money institution authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. The core members of the team are from companies such as Huawei, HSBC, RBS, UCash, Western Union and JP Morgan. Easy Euro is focused on offering a neobank for SMBs that trade between the continent and Asia. Trade volumes between the regions were worth more than $320 billion in 2018. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.